the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
All right, welcome back to Patriots All Access. Special guest joins us right now. He's got a new hat. It's a red hat. Last year you were here, you wore a blue hat.
Did I?
Why the red one this year?
It's changing it up, man. Change I'm keeping up. You a little off balance.
Well,
I'm a little too predictable. I've been here for a long time.
You're trying to sell more hats. I know you. Hey, all right, let's start with it. 14 years ago today was your first start.
Wow.
Do you remember it at all, like what the week was? Or walk us through it.
No, I don't remember as well as I used to, unfortunately. It was a Colt game, was it?
Yeah.
So the Colts, it was an amazing game.
The throw, here's the rush, it's a screen. Complete on the left to Antoine Smith at the 45. At the 40, left to the 30. That's Brian Cox really labeled Jerome Payton.
Here you are, you know, all these years later, and obviously you worked year one to put yourself. I remember that camp down at Smithfield.
Yeah.
And you end up passing up Damon, and you worked your way into that spot to when Drew went down, you were ready. How much has it changed for you work ethic-wise here 16 years into it from what it was year one?
It's different. I think the amount of work is probably the same or more. It's the – if you had like a pie chart, it would be a little different how it was divided up. So much now is just making sure my body is ready to go how it needs to be. I mean, I'm strong enough. I'm in good condition. Mm-hmm. You know, so much of what I believe in it is durability and being able to play an entire season and being available to your team. And that's what I work a lot on the off season is how do I keep my body and its ability to sustain, you know, the rigors of a long season. And I think that's, you know, what I've enjoyed. Fortunately, it's something I really love to do. I mean, I love working. I love taking care of myself. And I love being able to play football. So the more I take care of myself, you know, the longer hopefully I can play. And I think those things go hand in hand.
Your coach sat in that same chair last week, and he told me the one thing he's impressed with you is your ability to reset and rededicate yourself every year. Does that come from the top down? Do you get some of that from him?
I mean, he's a great example for all of us. I mean, it's amazing his focus, his ability to coach. I mean, he's so efficient in what he does. He's knows exactly what he's looking for. I mean, he's obviously got a lot of jobs within the organization. He's, you know, oversees everything, and he's just a great coach. He's great to play for.
Great job.
What a win.
Great job.
It took every second.
You're damn right.
Way to go. I'm so happy for you.
You too. I'm happy for you.
To be in the same situation I am and play with the same coach and obviously Mr. Kraft and Jonathan, and I've been very blessed to play this position for this long, and I think the stability and what we've been able to accomplish is pretty cool. Hopefully it doesn't end anytime soon.
Something's changed with your footwork in the last 2 years. The ability to attack the line of scrimmage, great example. Last week, something breaks down. You just pick up a guy. You got Kmart. He's on the outside. You end up getting a scoring play out of it. You did it last year with Danny. Yeah. What's changed footwork for you?
I've worked pretty hard to try to, you know, continue to push yourself to improve. And a lot of it is I see so many young players now that being outside the pocket and those extended plays, whether it's Ben Roethlisberger or Rodgers or Russell Wilson, I'll never be able to do exactly what they do, but if I can cherry pick one or two plays a game outside the pocket when the play breaks down, and I think it's tough on the other team because a lot of times they're going, look, Brady's in the pocket, like he's just going to be 5 yards behind the center, like let's just get to that spot. Now they get there and we're getting the ball out quick, and all of a sudden I hold on to it and we make a play, and it demoralizes them a little bit. So I mean, it's a good thing to be able to do. The more I can do of it, the more it's going to help our team. And fortunately, we get a lot of guys open just by calling plays and those guys running the routes. And the one or two times a game that doesn't work out the way we want, to be able to extend the play, turn it into a ad lib play or a second or third play, ends up being a big bonus for our team.
Oh my God! We did it, Josh!
You played for a lot of good coordinators here, obviously Charlie, Billy, Josh returns. Yep. Seems like things are different with Josh, though. It seems like you two guys you're pretty much in a zone right now. Are there times where you're laying there at night and you're thinking, boy, we got to add this one other aspect to layer this next play? Do you have the ability to maybe call him or text him 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night? I know you're thinking football 24/7. But
yeah. We had phone calls at 5:45 in the morning. I mean, he's like the only person that would call me, and I would call him at 5:45 and know that we're going to answer. So I think he is a perfectionist to the nth degree. I mean, he wants to do the very best he can every single day and every game, and nobody's better than him. I mean, he's just an incredible coach, and we've been together so long, a lot of times we see things the same way, and You know, he has really high expectations for me. I like that he pushes me and, you know, gets the most out of our entire offense. So
yeah.
He isn't backed down from anything. And he's as aggressive now as he's ever been, which I love. So we got a good thing going.
All right. The kickoff gala, you sat there with me up on stage, and you said you had a lot of fun in the offseason. I know your offseason wasn't much fun. You love football, and you're a football guy. Yeah. Was there a time where you got a little nervous, like they're trying to take what I love away from me, and maybe it makes you cherish the moments each and every play a little bit more?
There's nothing like running out on the field with my teammates, and yeah. I think that's what my focus has always been on. So to have, you know, the fortune to be able to do that, the last 3 weeks has been awesome. So I did it in the preseason, and I've been able to do it the last month of the year. So the last month that we've been playing, which has been great. So that's what I love to do. I mean, I've always just thought about football. It's been, you know, a love of mine for the last 25 years since I started playing. So whether it was flag football or touch football on the street or flag football at school or finally when I started playing tackle football in high school, there's nothing I'd love to do more than being out there on the field with my teammates.